Conversations with Ken McLaughlin. Here's your host, Ken McLaughlin.
This is Conversations. I'm Ken McLaughlin. I'm really pleased to be here with Sarah and Fiona Carver.
Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. Great.
So this is we're going to talk about you guys and the journey that got you to where you are. So you guys were in the theatrical business, comedy. What did you guys do?
We were actors. Like kids, as kids, we did a lot of theater. And then we went to university to study it. And then we were professional actors for almost 20 years. We did mostly film, TV, and commercial work.
But we were also in a comedy sketch troupe called the Atomic Fireballs.
Yeah.
Atomic Fireballs.
The Atomic Fireballs. And we did that for 10 years. And that was a lot of the fuel. That's what kept us in the business.
That must have been an incredibly tough business to be in. Because you're always, every day you're inventing yourself again to get gigs or whatever you do.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a very important job to surround yourself with the right people, because it's very competitive, but you can find great groups of people that support each other, and that's exactly what we did.
You did this in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And what was it like? Did you make a living?
Yeah. We totally did. I bought my first house as an actor.
Insane.
We
as much as you can.
Canada.
I mean, there's a ceiling.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a ceiling, but then if you break through, you break through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think in order to break through a lot, at least in Canada, I feel that you have to you've got to move to LA.
Yeah.
And I knew in my heart that I would never do that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's not you.
No. I'm Canadian and my family's here and
maybe you move away and come back.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But what did you learn from it?
I learned how to deal with rejection, because there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
I learned
to take things personally.
Because just like this business, there's ups and downs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of downtime and there's a lot of intense time, and how to kind of manage your time, manage your money, and to deal with the ups and downs.
Yeah.
Also, I think because we did a lot of comedy, like in sketch troupe, and we wrote a lot, one of the big things that I learned a lot was to make your own business.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of actors that would sit by the phone.
Well, wait a minute. To make your own business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about
write your own shows. Create your own TV series.
So not
series.
Just to wait for somebody else to
not
pop up.
No.
Nope.
The only way we stayed in the business as long as we did was because we wrote our own stuff and then got groups of people to collaborate together. And, we did a pilot for CBC that way.
Yeah.
We did a lot of live shows that way. But that's what really fueled us, was the not waiting for other people to cast
Being
you.
Being proactive.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you were making money. You had a good careers going.
Yeah, decent
you
career.
You bought your first house with it. So, all of a sudden, you both woke up one day and said, hey, this is enough. Let's do real estate. Right?
Yeah, what it was is, for me, it really was that my...
So whose idea was it of the two of you?
Well, that
we'll
depends on who you ask.
Okay,
you will.
So let's settle the argument.
So
Sarah, what do you think?
I thought of it about a year before. And I thought about it and actually talked to my husband about it. I was doing a TV show at the time and I was a regular on it, which seems like a pretty great gig for an actor.
Sure.
I wasn't happy and I wasn't satisfied doing it. And I was doing this thing.
What weren't you satisfied about?
It just wasn't fun. Like, I literally would wake up in the morning about going to work and say, oh, I'm going to be on set all day. And I have to do
it's
and
boring.
You shouldn't
being
complain
on set is really boring.
Yeah,
about that as an actor, because that's the goal. And so it wasn't fulfilling. And I said, okay, if I'm not happy doing this, I shouldn't be doing acting.
Okay,
you know?
So you had this realization a year and a half before Fiona
did,
right?
And I told Fiona about it, and then I didn't act on it because I was just busy enough. It was just
did
enough
stuff. Did you think
stuff.
She was nuts?
No, I thought, oh, that's weird, because she's actually doing really well.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing more stints, like big project, nothing. And she had this consistent job.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, that's great, because you've got this little steady stream that's happening.
Yeah.
But I guess she told me about it. I don't remember too much, because it wasn't like a major conversation.
Yeah. Just in passing?
Yeah, kind of. And then I think what happened was that I started talking about it with my husband. And we actually said, you know what? This would be nice for you to do on your own, because you and Sarah do so many of the same things.
Yeah.
So let's keep this as this is your thing.
Oh, so you're not going to work with Sarah?
We weren't at all. It was very much the opposite.
So let me back it up. Did you guys work together a lot in the
Yeah, we were in
the
Fireballs.
We didn't have the same agents. We never went out for the same, we didn't do the same parts. Once in a blue moon, we would audition for a same commercial maybe. But we were in the same sketch troupe.
Same sketch troupe, but different film, TV, and commercial work.
So you're sitting around with your husband. You're talking about, Fiona's talking about let's do this, but I'm not going to do it with Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely not. This is my chance to do something totally different.
Yeah. Having twins myself, I know what that means. Yeah. Okay, so walk us through what happened.
So then we were at Girls Weekend. We were at a Girls Weekend.
And I had a weekend before that Fiona didn't know, talking to my husband saying, you know what, I think I'm actually going to do this. So, same kind of conversation, but I hadn't told Fiona
yet. But it could have been anything. It could have been insurance. Yeah. It could have been, why real estate?
Real estate, I guess for me, is like I've always loved project work.
Yeah.
But that's what I got excited about with acting is that you build up to something big.
Yeah.
And then you tie it all up. And it's still kind of connected and part of you, but then you're moving on to other things. Okay. And you start from ground zero again.
Real estate was a project.
It was also, it was more meaningful. Like, I had a big impact on something. I felt like when I would go, not to demean the work that I did or the people are doing now, it didn't fulfill me when I finished the day. Mm-hmm. So what? I shot a few scenes on a show, or I did...
didn't have the ego around it?
The what?
The ego. Ego.
No, not at all. No, really? I sold cereal this morning. Like, it didn't make me feel any better about myself or what I'd done.
Yeah.
And I wanted something that was transformative. That when I did something, I had a huge impact.
But you were doing a lot of writing too, weren't you?
Yep.
And it was comedy writing, which was fun. And there's nothing like making people laugh. And I think that's very, very important work. And I still love doing that.
Just an impact. Like, I wanted to actually, it was true. I thought back of when Dave and I bought the house the first time, and that was such a game changer for me in my life.
Yeah.
And
I saw that.
I was like, wow, this is a pivotal point in somebody's
life.
And
I was also excited. We were both excited about the fact that we could be really proactive. Because as an actor,
you use that word in the business, the theatrical business.
Yeah, but there's only so much proactive stuff you can do because you still have to pay your rent. And then you still have to audition for things.
And also, as an actor, you can be so proactive, but at the end of the day, the producers hire, the production company can say yes or no to a project, and you've spent a year on something, and then it's kiboshed.
Okay.
Whereas with real estate, I think the more you invest in it, the more time you put in, it's going to pay back.
So you have these identical conversations with your husbands, and you're doing all this stuff, and all of a sudden,
we had a few drinks with our friends, and they're like, so what are you guys up to? And I said, well, guess what? I'm thinking about making a big career change.
And I said, so am I. And I tried to get it out. We both tried to get it out, ahead of each other, and then we realized.
And then we were chatting with our friends, too, and they said, so you guys going to work together? We're like, absolutely not. And then we realized at the end, we're like, how would we
compete? We want to work with you. We'd want to work with both of you. I don't know how I would ever choose.
And how could I compete? I'd rather not compete with Fiona. I'd rather work with her.
Yeah. And it came back to when we were actors, because when I was in theater school, I spoke with people when I first moved to Toronto, and I would work on shows, and they'd say, it's so weird working with you, because usually there's this energy that you have when you're working on something where everyone has their own thing and they're hiding kind of their cards. But I was always, theater school is like you help each other out. And
abundance,
even if you're auditioning for the same role, I would go into a room with someone and say, I'll help you work through your scene, and then we'll flip it around and you'll both learn something doing it that way.
You weren't challenged by it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so with this, it made me realize that why would I be competing with her? Why don't we just pull our resources together and help?
Okay. So now you're licensed, you're working. Yep. So tell us about, how do you define what you do every day? I mean, do you have a role, different roles, or do you just tell us about
if we had to choose, because we get asked this quite a bit.
Yeah. And we try to
figure it out. We both definitely have our negative aspect for our business. We both share, unfortunately. One of us isn't a computer geek, and one of us isn't the face of the business. Both of us struggle with
technology
more. Yeah. So that's definitely our what's the word?
Achilles heel.
Achilles heel, I guess. Yeah. But that's fine. We can have people help us with that. But that's the same. But I'd say definitely in terms of the way we work with clients or when we're doing deals. I can be more of a bad cop, and Fiona can be more of a good cop.
But who sets the agenda for the day or the week or the month or the year? Who does that? Okay, we have to do this. What's the goals? What we're going to do? Today we're going to do this. I mean, you guys just show up, and you don't just show up to work.
We have a meeting on Tuesday mornings, usually.
Tuesday mornings,
And we figure out our specific week, but we also figure out our month, the beginning of the month.
But who is the person of the two of you that actually focuses more? What's the role of building your business? Who takes responsibility for that?
See, we have a chart where we book, that's we look at the year ahead, and we have a goal.
But Ken's asking who
takes the lead?
I probably
or
do.
Or is it important?
It's very important.
Very important.
Because what I want to find out today is what's it like to work as sisters in the same business? the difficulties around that and who takes the lead? Because there has to be a I believe it does. Maybe there isn't for you.
I worry maybe a little bit more of in terms of like, sometimes you'll look at the bright side of something in terms of like, hey, this is really great. You know, we had a bit of a windfall here.
I think you need to definitely celebrate the wins.
And I'm a bit more like, we're winning, but I'm like, excuse me, let's focus here. This is great, but we need to still keep building and I'll be a little bit more love fuel
so
of fire.
So is there one of you kind of take control? You get a listing, one's responsible for that listing,
well,
make sure
here's
the
what we do. We always meet a client first together.
Yeah.
Always.
100%. There's been a few occasions where I've met somebody at an open house that she wasn't at, but then we get on track and meet that person together. So we have that first point of contact.
Your listing appointments are together?
Always together.
Always.
Do you prospect together?
Always. Yeah. Because that's kind of what you're getting is both. But then at the time, we meet them, and then we both decide who's going to take the lead on this.
Yeah.
So then
Based on how the gut feeling.
The connection is all about that. And also based on the fact that I might have more clients at the time.
Yeah.
So then it's her. She needs to grab onto this person, or you know, it might be more practical. But usually, it's a feeling.
It's usually a gut feeling.
I want to go back to this because this is important. So who actually decides or takes the role of being? We need to get out there and prospect more. We need to do more business.
Me.
Probably Fiona.
Fiona.
Yeah.
And that means that you are more responsible for the role of building the business. I mean, in the general sense.
Yeah, I guess in a general sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's good.
Yeah.
And so, Sarah, you would be more accountable for making sure all the dots or everything.
I'd be more of the
I's are dotted and T's are crossed, or
more of the data. I don't know what.
Or does it matter? I don't know.
Because it's ever so slightly more.
I know.
There.
Like, it's not like it's so.
It's
defined.
Not like I don't do whatever. I would say I'm maybe more of the day to day, or
she'll be more up to
when things get tense.
When things get tense and another agent's flying off the handle, Sarah will reach the phone and grab the phone.
Okay, so let's not spend more time on that. So tell us about the business. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what surprised you. What have you learned about the business that you didn't think was there? Because how long have you been in the business now?
Three years.
3 years. So tell us about these 3 years.
I thought it was going to be very different than acting, which it is in some aspects, like in terms of like what part of your brain sometimes you're using, like the business side. But in terms of schedules and the having to financially deal with like there's
the actually building the
building the business and all that stuff, it is quite similar. You know what I mean? Like you're auditioning, you're doing a listing presentation, you're going for an audition.
Even buyers, you're auditioning for buyers.
Follow-ups is the same thing as calling back and saying, how did my audition go? Or checking in.
What were the disconnects? Not the disconnects. What was there? 3 years in the business, what did you learn that you didn't think you would say that, oh, my God, I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't think that business was like this. Or is there anything about it?
That's a good question. I honestly didn't think it was going to be as fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I actually didn't know.
Did you think it was going to be as hard as it is?
I thought it was going to be as hard. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was going to be as many actual hours and the on-call. Like people kept saying, it's 24/7, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And you have to pay your dues at the beginning. Because, you know, I know that it's important as you get into it longer to take that time off. But I didn't realize
how easy
I had it before.
Yes. Yeah.
How I used to complain about how busy I was and how not as much free time or whatever. And then I started real estate. What?
So if I was just starting in the business, what would you tell me? Watch out for this.
First, financially, you need a lot more money than you might think at the beginning to be comfortable. And there's a lot more expenses that creep up.
Yeah.
Whatever people
tell
you.
Do workshops constantly. Like you'll have your schedule and then double it. Because this is what you've booked in for the week, and then other things are going to fill in, and then account for the fact that you should be taking workshops all the time at the beginning.
Your training courses.
Training
and stuff,
all the time.
And I'd say, the rejection part of it doesn't bother me.
Never bothers me.
But that would be a big part of it for somebody
that
maybe...
So how do you deal with rejection?
It's a learning... We always leave every listing presentation, for instance, you can tell when you booked it or you didn't get it. You know what I mean? Once in a while you get surprised either way, but you can usually tell, and right away we sit down and we say, okay,
so
what did we do? What worked and what didn't work?
Yeah.
And we
so
always gauge.
From it.
We
yeah.
learned and we'll say, did we book it or not? And then if it matches up, we
say, okay, but we try not to say too many negative things right when we get in the car or we leave right away because like but usually it's within a couple minutes we'll say, yeah, wow, we were talking over each other a lot there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or,
did we ask a lot of questions or was it all like, you know, yeah.
So working together as sisters in a team environment is different than me and somebody else working that aren't related.
Totally. Yes.
So there's a different level of that. There's a different trust, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, that type of thing. So what's the difficulty of working together? Is there one?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
when we fight, we take the gloves off.
Yeah.
With each other. And when you're working with somebody else that's not a twin sister or a sister or somebody that close, you need to have, there's some decorum.
It is. You get it out of your system.
Yeah. In some ways it can be, but it also, I mean, like,
you know, if we have an argument, because I think people say that they don't argue with their business partners. They're just not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Or there's something that's underlying that needs to get out. But if we have a blow up and then 5 minutes later we have to go to a listing presentation, we get in the car.
We're on stage.
And, you can hear a pin drop. There's nothing.
The tension is so thick.
And you get to the front door and it's like, hey, game face on. They open the door. Hello. This is great. Show me the house, you know. And,
you have to do it.
Yeah. We went to therapy before we went into real estate. We did one or two sessions.
So that we could figure out
What are the rules, we said? Because we didn't want to do...
The rules are, for us, is that everybody fights different, too.
Yeah.
And we fight very differently. I want to bring it up. I want to be transparent. And I want it solved right then and there. Fiona needs time.
I just need to process it. Give me like a little bit of time.
So I can't expect her.
So you do
her,
it like a man. You do it like a woman.
Yeah, and and I can't expect her to fight in the moment if she's not comfortable. But she also can't expect me to wait around too long.
So you actually went to therapy prior to getting into business. Real estate.
Yeah, yes. I think anyone should. Everyone should.
So you
do that.
Actually were very clear on what the agenda would be.
Yep.
Yep.
And how to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, our mom was a therapist growing up, for us. I'm a huge believer in therapy. We did a session, my husband and I, before we got married and promised it every 5 years we would do one regardless. Yeah. So for us, people spend thousands of dollars every year in real estate doing workshops and working on their business. Why wouldn't you spend time as a partner and look at your relationship as a partner and say, for us, it was like, what are the rules? What are you allowed to do? And from a person that's unbiased.
So you're very clear on what your roles are and what the rules are in those roles of doing things and what you're building on that.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. So I'd say one of the negatives, though, you're saying about working with family.
They don't have to do.
Well, fair. Things have to be a bit more fair with us. Like maybe, like we do rock, paper, scissors for everything.
That's how we solve every problem. 100%. Yeah. Not like 95, but 100% of the problems are always rock, paper, scissors.
So give us an example of what you're
I wanted to drive today, and Fiona wanted... We only need one car today.
Why would we take two cars?
We don't even say anything. We just look at each other, and we do rock, paper, scissors.
So everything's done that
way. Everything is done rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, so people find... Our friends and family find it ridiculous because it happens 20 times a day.
Yeah.
That's how we resolve...
Or if there's a new client...
Why not?
If there's a new client and it's kind of equal... With our workload, and that somebody that's looking like maybe in the area, like in our neighborhood, that's going to be, it's nicer to work in our neighborhood maybe. You know, it's the kind of client that you really
want
to
pick up. They've got short timelines. They don't want to look on weekends or at nights. We both want the client.
We'll rock paper scissors.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
We have to incorporate that. Do you have done a video on that?
No, we haven't.
Because you do a lot of videos. I've seen some of your neighborhood videos. That's a lot of fun for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is.
And do you get many comments on it?
We do. We've had, like, I think, I don't know the exact number, but definitely the last two listings that we did the video, the buyers were from out of town that looked at the looked at the video and said, oh, I didn't even think about that neighborhood before, and let's go and check it out.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this question. What makes you... There's 44,000 realtors in this business in Toronto. What's so unique about you guys? Why would your clients, if you talk to your clients and you're going to tell them about you guys, because there's choices out there.
Yeah.
Why you guys?
Well, I think one of the most important things is trust. So we wouldn't know that until we sat down with them, whether they trusted us and we trusted them.
Yeah.
So... and competence as well.
Yeah.
Not just two for the price of one, or there's a team or two people behind it. It's more of, that's why we meet them together, right?
Yeah.
Can you see yourself working with us? Can we see ourselves working with you? There's always a backup in the sense that we are on 24/7 usually.
Yeah.
Because when I take time off, Fiona's on.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
How do you balance your life? I mean, what do you guys do? Because you have young kids,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have?
We're both lucky. Mine are 6 and 8.
Oh,
and mine are 5 and 7. So they're 5, yeah. 6, 7, and 8. There's yeah. 4.
We,
those
you
are
know what?
Kids.
We
live,
to figure that
we
out.
Actually, yeah. We didn't plan this, but we live 2 streets away, and our kids are so close in age, we call them Suzzins or Kiblings, because they basically just meld yeah. in together.
So 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
So, busy times.
It is, yeah. But you know, both of our husbands work 9 to 5. Not, no. Well, mine leaves at 6:45, actually. But
yeah, the 9 to 5 jobs.
They're so. Like, they're gone for the day. Well, now he doesn't, but anyways, they're more,
yeah.
Dave is very sort stable, of. Like, in his job. And so I know the evenings he's home.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I never would hesitate.
They're big
to...
supporters of you guys.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And he's home on the weekend, so that's never an issue. And our kids are pretty. I mean, they love after school programs, and they're pretty active kids. So
it's about. It's also about quality time.
Yeah.
Not always quantity. So if we're say we have a weekend where we have an open house and it's just kind of really busy, and I feel like I didn't yeah. really get the time that I wanted to that weekend, I take them out for lunch.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
So we do a lot of lunches at school.
You make time.
Yeah.
We do a lot of play dates during the week, too, with yeah. their friends that come over at lunch.
We get up really early and do something fun before school or something. Like, we'll try to figure that out. So
we're,
that it's
we're all up at our house at 6 a.m., so we have, like, 3 hours before every yeah. every school day, and we play yeah. cards and do, you know,
yeah.
so it's...
Yeah. yeah. You do know that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this has been amazing. I mean, you guys are incredible. 3 years in the business. You've grown mm-hmm. a lot. The future is way ahead of you, how good you're going to be and great you're going to be in it. Is there any last words you want to say to...
I think working with family is great.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do. It's yeah. because real estate can take up so much of your life.
Yeah.
Why not make it enjoyable?
You guys are having fun, right?
Really are having fun.
That's yeah. probably actually one of the reasons why I think people would work with us is that yeah. it's actually a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Lots yeah. of laughs. And
yeah.
you guys are really, really competent and you're having fun doing it. That's the main thing. Is just the journey has to be good
yeah.
at the getting
yeah.
there, the whole thing. So I've talked today with Sarah and Fiona Carver. You guys are fantastic. Thanks for spending time with
Thank
me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Keep doing it. Have fun with it and keep smiling.
Thanks.
Bye now.